Thursday, sure, no base.
Love it. Hey, Lachmane. Hey, Lachmane, we scat shall employ him a kudeshes medina vet knail. Evet knaili. לאו אף אגב דלקוחוסה ולמידי קוקניה נפשי הגב רנמי אף אגב דלקוחוסה ולמידי קוקוני לילה היסוסה זה דחילו שבסוג יעז זה מקודש אז מדין עבד קנייני Afal gav evet knaini is nifde. Afal gav that the money did not come from the evet knaini mashikono evet kono rabbi. So the way the evet knaini is yoytze begoin kesef, someone else gives money. And afal gav that his leichosar, the evet knaini is leichosar the pidyon eschal. Also beisho, even that the mekadesh was not chosar the money, she's mekudeshes. זוג רשי הילך מונה לפלויני הילך מונה ויסקאצ'י לפלויני והוא שלוחוי אלו שמקדשו משלוי אלו שמקדשו משלוי so רשי is my meat that this ploini that said heilach mone viskachi le ploini mekudeshes was a shliach of the isha mekudeshes ve'af agav demo moine lav shel meshalach he is a shliach to mekadesh but he was using his own money mekudeshes medin evet knaini that now must nisa le kamon v'koine es asu v'kesef adai achirim she'achirim poidi moise b'mo moinom v'u koine asme v'yotze lechirus ve'af agav deloi chosar iu b'am moine midu So the chiddush of the Gemara is that you can be mekadesh isha midin evet knaini. Rashi is maimi the sugya that this mekadesh is a shliach of the isha. This mekadesh is a shliach of the isha. This mekadesh is a shliach of the shliach of the ish. Sorry, shliach of the ish. To Mekadesh. So that person sent him a shliach to Mekadesh Isha, and the shliach takes his own money, and he says, Arev Mekudesh is Leploini. The Ritva is Maimi de Sugye on Shlichas. The Ritva is Maimi de Sugye that a person came over to Isha and gave her a money, his Kachi Leploini, and that Ploini comes. And he says, Areb mekudeshes li, and that money that that person gave you. Now, we'll start to be matkish. Rashi is a reinsetzing that the mekadesh was a shliach. Why? Because if he's not a shliach, you can't be mekadesh a isha for someone else. If you're not a shliach of that person, how you can be mekadesh a isha? If you want the Mekadesh Isha for someone, you have to be a Shliach of that person. So Rashi is Maimit, the Sugya, that you're a Shliach of that person. Just what? He didn't give you money. So now you're using your own money. Avdem is Nischadesh in the Sugya. That Medina Vet Knaini, she's Mekudeshes. Even that the money is not the Meshaleach. Even that the money is not the Meshaleach, you mekudesh is medina vet knaini. So that's the zog of the sugi. That's the zog of the sugi. Now, why Rashi needs him to be a shliach? Well, before we boil the machlekes, why Rashi needs him to be a shliach? The reason Rashi needs him to be a shliach on a shliach is he came in mekadesh to someone else. The Maaseh the Rashba brings down is Rashi later on in the Gemara is a musag arutzuya arze kamei. If they told someone you want to marry this lady, and he says, "Yeah, I want to marry this lady," so then Rashi learns within zochin, a person could go and mekadesh for him a isha. If we know that that person wants to marry this lady, but that's not a stire that Rashi said that we're talking that he made him a shliach. It's the same thing. Rashi says that we're talking that he's a shliach. You're right, if it's working within zochin, zochin le'odom shalei befonav is also shlichas. But Rashi is minding that the guy is a shliach. When I say shtein lemaisa and the Rosh and the Ran, when they bring down the sugya, Rashi had a problem. How you can be mekadesh to a person? You want to mekadesh for Reuven a lady? You want to mekadesh for Reuven a isha? How you can mekadesh for Reuven a isha? Teretz says, Reuven made me a shliach. Reuven made me a shliach. So the Rishayim could be maybe more chetimtzes. But the easier chetimtze, the leichter chetimtze what goes in and loshen a gemore is, hey lachmona v'izkachi lepleini areize mekudesh, he's a shliach, no one else has to talk, no one else has to explain, this is the chetimtze, and it works. And it works. It's the leichter chetimtze. The Ritva is Choylek of Rashi. And the Ritva says we're talking without a Shliach. Without a Shliach. And this person gave her money. He said, Iskachi leploini. And then the ploini comes and says, Arev mekudeshesli. And the money that that person gave you. And the Melech she becomes mekudeshes. Now, the Welt is my meat. And I want to start Tchilas HaSugi. That we have two machleikasim, Rashi and the Ritva. And I will explain. The Ritva says clearly, we'll read them in a second, that in the case of Rashi, you don't have to come to Medina Eved Knaini. If he's a Shliach, you don't have to come to Eved Knaini. If I'm a shliach of Reuven to mekadesh Yerisha, I could take out money from my pocket, give it to this lady, and say, Arev mekudeshes leRuven. Shimon could say, Shimon is the shliach of Reuven. Reuven sends Shimon a shliach. He goes over to the lady, Arev mekudeshes leRuven, betabazu, and it works. You don't have to come to no parsha. Did David Klein? B'meile zog de ritvo, al kochok besugi is not b'shliach. Just stand this friend of man, a stranger came and over to a lady and he told her, I'm giving you a money, she discards you leploini. And if then it's a chiddush of the sugi, we didn't have it knaini, then it works. Om a little tzur is a shliach, you don't have to come to the parsha of Eved Knaini. So this is the first machlekes. Rashi learns that even b'shliches, you have to come to the parsha of Eved Knaini. Even b'shliches, you have to come to the parsha of Eved Knaini. And the Ritva holds that b'shliches you don't have to come to the parsha of Eved Knaini. You don't have to come to the parsha of Eved Knaini. You don't have to come to the parsha of Eved Knaini. We have to know what is the machlekes. Now, as a second shaila, say, so Rashi said we're talking b'shliches, and even b'shliches you have to come to Eved Knaini. The shliach cannot take his own money, and the Ritva says no, b'shliches you don't have to come to Eved Knaini. So the Ritva is maimi the sugi without shlichas. A stranger went over to a lady, gave her a mana, and he told her, in this mana is kachi leploini. He told her, in this mana is kachi leploini. The Ritva holds, she's mekudesh, and then that person comes and says, Arev mekudeshesli. Zog the Ritva, she's mekudeshes. What Rashi holds? Rashi agrees that if that case happened, and then that other person comes and she says, Ariad Mekudeshes, it works? Or Rashi holds that it doesn't work? Rashi agrees to the din of the Ritva or not? The Bnei Yeshua says, Avada, he agrees? Avada he agrees. Why Rashi didn't speak in such a case? Well, that a guy gave the money and then Mistama B'toch Kedi Dibu, the other person comes and he says, Enechanami. And we see it in the Rosh and the Ran. They bring down that there's two ways to learn the Sugya. Other B'shliach, or the person gave the money and then the other person says, Dehainu, Rashi agrees, the Ritva does not agree to Rashi. He says, clothed in the case of a shliach, you don't have to come to Eved Knaydi. But the second thing, if Rashi agrees to the Ritva, that in the other case it works or not, the Rosh is mashmaye, he says, both dinim odo shliach, odo that person gave the money, and then the Isha said, Ariad Mekudeshes. The Ran says, he gave the money, and then he said, Ariad Mekudeshes. When I say Mefurash in Pnei Yeshua, Pnei Yeshua says, the reason Rashi did not say like the Ritva, a guy gave him money and then someone else comes. It's very doicha. But who had it? In the Rashba state clear that Rashi does not agree. He says in the case of the Ritva, she's not mekudeshes. So we have be'etzem a double machleikas. Could be it's not Toli Habeho, could be it is Toli Habeho, or but first to be Maimi the Tzusa the Shmaise that we're going to learn. We have a double Machleikas. Lefi Rashi, in the case of Shliach, you have to come. In the case of Shliach, you have to come to the Medina of Iknaini, and without Iknaini, it doesn't work. And lefi the Ritva b'shliches, you don't have to come to the parsha of Eved Knaini. We have to know what is the machlekes. If you have to come to Eved Knaini, or you don't have to come to Eved Knaini. And then, in the case of the Ritva, when he's not a shliach, if it could work, the Ritva says it could work. The Ritva says klar it could work. And the Rishonim hold that Rashi agrees, but the Rashi stay no. The case of the Ritva doesn't work. Okay. Could be it doesn't work for Zaytik Azachin. It's too late. The other guy can mitstarif. But it can say that it's Salom Neshemach Leikis. So we have to move on. So we will start to try to explain the first Machleikis. That Rashi holds that b'shliach you have to come to Eved Knaini, and the Ritva holds that if he's a shliach, you don't have to come to Eved Knaini. To explain that, we have to start. I want mamish to make it poshut that we can mamish feel it with the fingers. Mamish kepshuta. Rashi holds that we're talking about a shliach. Reuven sent Shimon to marry a wife. The Mekadesh HaYisha. And he goes in his Mekadesh HaYisha, he takes out a tabas, and he gives it to her. And the chiddush of the sugi that it works, midin Eved Knaini. But without Eved Knaini, it doesn't work. Why you have to come to Eved Knaini? I want to explain. I send you a shliach to buy me something in the store. You go, you pick it up, it becomes mine. Why? Because you're my shliach. I told you to marry me a Yisha. You went, and you got me a Isha. How you got? You have to pay. So you paid. Why it has to be my money? One second. When you pick it up, I pick it up, or you pick it up? I tell you to pick it up, so you pick it up, and it becomes mine. This is Be'etzem, when we start to learn the sugi of Medina Eved Knaini, for what we need to come to Medina Eved Knaini. Where is the problem of the sugi? I have a sugi. Where is the yesod of the sugi? The sugi is coming to say a chidush that medina bet knaini you could work if someone gives money, send a shliach to mekadesh haisha, and he uses his own money. It works medina bet knaini. Without the medina bet knaini, what is included in the sugi of medina bet knaini, it will not work. What is that Medina? Why you need to come to Medina Beknaini? I send him a shliach, as maybe he could make a agboy. Wait, as maybe he could make a agboy for me, could make a mashicha for me. So I told him to buy a wife for me. So he went and he bought a wife. No, you told you have to pick her up. So he picks it up and it becomes mine. Yeah, you have to pick it up. So it becomes mine. So you gave him money, it became mine. Why it has to be my money? Why is it sad? This is Be'etzem. Before we start to explain, what's the machlekes? The Ritva Taket Hosan is not a problem. We'll see in a second where the Ritva was choyle. Where the Ritva was choyle. But the chiddush of the sugya is that even if the money doesn't belong to the middle person, this is the din of et k'nayli. And this is the koishi, the avonah, what we're trying to understand, the longest. Understand. What is the chisson that is going in the sugya? Well, the chisson is that the money doesn't belong to the middle person, belongs to the meshaleach. And while the money belongs to the meshaleach, you have to come to Eved K'nayim. What is the chisson that the money belongs to the meshaleach that you have to come to Eved K'nayim? So Loshon HaGemara by us is Af al gav de lo kochosar ve lo midi. I would think while the meshaleach is lo kochosar, it doesn't work. The chiddush of the sugya is that it works. But why I would think that it will not work? And the reason I would think that it will not work is because like a chosa velemidi. Like a chosa velemidi. While that person is not chosa, it doesn't work. Why it has to be chosa? I want to get the nekuda to that we could buy. Where's the longness of the sugya? Where's the baya? What is the sugya? Medina bit knaim. I send the shliach, he's like a kinyan for me. Shliach is doing a regular kinyan for me. Hakboy Meshicha, everything works. He's giving kesef for me. Have to come and deal with Klani. Why? So the Gemara says, "Vail lechosa velemidi, lechosa velemidi, vail lechosa velemidi." I would think it cannot work. I would think that it cannot work. But mele, I have to come to deal with Klani. Shtei to lechur in the Gemara. That was a hava minute. We'll be my minute very sharp. That in Kinyan Kesef, to have Kinyan Kesef to work, you need to be chosa. You need to be chosa. To Kinyan Kesef, you need to be chosa. You need to be chosa for Kinyan Kesef. I will explain. When Yenem does Meshicha for me, so he's my shliach. Why not? He's a mashliach. I'd make a shliach to do a mitzvah for me. He's doing a mitzvah for me. I put a Chanukah candles. He made a Chanukah candles for me. I told him to make a kinyan for me. He made a kinyan for me. Oh, but when I told him to buy a isha, val, I'm not chosar. I would think that it doesn't work. Why? So the chure state in the hava minute from the Gemara. That for Kinyan Kesef, the condition you need coins, for Meshicha you need to move. What if I told a guy, buy me a Chayfetz, you know how he did Meshicha? He pushed a car in the street. So he didn't do Meshicha. He has to take the Chayfetz and pull it. He has to make Kinyan Kesef. What is the material of Kinyan Kesef? That the guy that is buying is Chosa. These are the words of the Gemara. And b'meile, you're right that he's my shliach to make the kinyan. Oh, but I'm not chosa. So while I'm not chosa, he could not make the kinyan. And we're learning out from Eved K'nayni that it works. So I will explain it. There's two ways how to learn. One is the hava min and the maskone. And let's get to a lot of halokim and kiddushim. One side we understood, the Achronim understood, that why I need to be Chosa, the Chefzeh of Kinyan Kesef, they call it in the Achronim's Loshon, is Kesef Achoyze. The opposite from Kesef Ovidishus. Meshicha is, I pull. Kesef of Edishin was, I give a coin, it's mine. The Yisrael of Kinyan Kesef works, there's two ways to pay. You owe someone money, you pay him. You buy a house, you pay for it. Right? So you buy it, and one of the ways that you buy, and you pay off what you got, you pay off. So a lot of time when people pay, it doesn't mean that this is the Kinyan. They bought a house, they owe money, they bought a car, they owe money, they bought food, they owe money. But you could do Kinyan Kesef. What is the Kinyan Kesef? Kinyan Kesef is, you go to number two, and you do the Kinyan with number two. Again, number one, I make a Kinyan, I pick up something, I explain it. I buy a house. So number one is, I bought a house. Now I owe you money. The house costs $100,000. I have to pay you. I bought a load of bread. Cost $1. Now I have to pay you. So I do the Kinyan, and then I pay. Kinyan Kesef says, no. You know what I'm doing? I'm right away paying. The Kinyan is, but what I'm paying. Normally, you could do a deal and then pay for the deal. And you could make a Kinyan with the paying. How the Kinyan works, I'm starting from the second. Normally, is I bought the house, I owe you $100, $100,000, I pay you the $100, I bought a bread, I owe you $1, I pay you. Here I do fakel. What do you mean to do fakel? I give you the dollar, so you can owe me, so you give me the bread. I pay for the house. You owe me kilu the $100,000. I'm not saying I'm buying the milva. This is the Kinyan Kesef. Instead of buying, owing you, paying you, I pay, so kilu I have credit. I have a schus. And that schus, I make the Kinyan. This is called Kesef Achoyza. If lo yatzuya, the Kinyan will go wrong, so you'll have to give me back the money. Right? Like if I bought a house, I owe you $100,000. If the maker has bottle, you pay me back. The Mele, the Gemara understood Lefida Havamina that the Yisrael of Kinyan Kesef is, I'm Choser, so while I'm Choser, you have to pay me. So what will help that the middle person gave money? About she's not selling herself to the middle person. She's Mekadesh to the first person. So she owes money to the wrong person. And if the mekach will go wrong, the money will not go back to the first person, will go back to the second person. If the kiddushin is not chal, so to who she gives back the tabas? To the middle person. So the Gemara understood that the Kinyan Kesef, you need choser. Shteit in Evet Knaini, nishtaze. So what is nischadish in the Kumash Malon? So these are the two drochim. One way the Mishnah Melech understands what is the Kumash Malon. The Kumash Malon is you don't need Kesef Achoyza. Zok the Mishnah Melech. If a lady is very sick, she needs to eat Isura Anoya for medical reasons. Now the husband has Isura Anoya that is worth nothing. And he tells her, Arayat Mekudeshesli. If I take Yisur HaNoi, throw her the garbage, I have to pay? No. He took Yisur HaNoi and he gave her. She's very happy now, because she was going to go to the Goyim and buy from the Goyim. So she saved now $100. But he didn't lose. She's Mekudeshes or not? So the Mishnah Melech stated in the Sugya Mekudeshes Medina Orev. Shteit er is a musig et mekudeshes medin orev. Val shteit er is a musig mekudeshes medin orev. So you could be mekadesh be Yisur HaNoeh. Now again, Ezra Hashem will go to argue later in the sugis of Yisur HaNoeh of the Mishnah Melech. But shteit in the Mishnah Melech, what is the Kumash Malon if Evet Knaini? That the Kumash Malon is that Achdaf Nisho Ben Choser. He was clearing if Yisur HaNoeh is no Choser, there's another one to argue, maybe it's not a Bailim who said he gave it. I said again, what?
I mean someone else being possible.
No. He learns that you don't need.
Else.
Yeah, this is what I'm trying to say. Exactly. So exactly. Zot the Mishnah Melech. What is the Kumash Malon? You don't need Chosa. He speaks about another case. Again, Belom does he have to know if the case exists or not. He threw her a half a pruta. Till it landed in her hand, it became Shove Pruta. She's Mekudeshes or not? Again, the longness is another welcome to argue that could be a Fazei Vait that Bishah. But the Mishnah Melech brings down the same Shaila. if she's mekudeshes or not, and again, medin evet knayni. This is one way to learn. And as I say, l'shoynes Rashi is mashma that this is the maser uman. There's a second way to learn the Gemara. I'm beikir saying a second way in the Kumash Malon, but maybe we'll have to switch a little bit to have a minute. But the second way is called the second way in the Kumash Malon. The Kumash Malon is that Yenem's Choser is good for me. Not that I don't need Choser. Yenem's Choser is good for me. Yenem's Choser is good for me. As Avi, we said, Medin Orev, Yenem's Nesina is Kilo I gave. Right? Medin Orev. I'm sorry, Kabbalah's Ploini ke Kabbalosoi. Medin Orev, Kabbalah's Ploini is ke Kabbalosoi. When someone else received the money, Kilo she received the money. We saw cases called the Tribis, with all the seven Afkaminas. And now in the Schanish Medina Verknaini, that Yenem's Choser works for my chosser. Yenem's chosser works for my chosser. This is Medina Verknaini. Yenem's chosser works for my chosser. I would say it better if the lashon would be not that it's dafka mitzad kesef achoyzer. I would say it in Azan Nusa. The yesod of kiran kesef is I gave something, so then you could be mishtabet to me. But if someone else gave it, the mechanic of kiran kesef, I think Noah once explained it. As if you mishicho, you understand the thing has to move. Hagboy, the thing has to go up. Kiran kesef is not a coin. It's kesef. It's a deal. You owe me, I pay you. But this is the mahus of kesef. So while the mahus of kesef is, it's not chazoke, hagboy, it's payment. While it's payment, was a tzad, the payment has to go, sorry, the payment has to be in between one person and the other person. It can be, if the guy that is paying the money is not the one that is buying it, we don't have the mahus of the kinyan. What is the kamash malon we could learn? Not that we don't need it. The kamash malon would be that someone else can do it for me. The moshe. There's a lot of rais like the second son. So the Mishnah Melech learns for sure the chiddush of the Knaini is that you don't need chosah. Abi, I caused it to get money, it's enough. B'mele, this is the chiddush of the Knaini, that someone else could cause it to get money from me. The second side is no. Avade, I need to. But the chiddush is that someone else, the chosah by someone else could work. So I know that it will not work. The Goan says, what would be if someone is malva to someone beribis? Happens a lot of times. Reuven lends Shimon money. The Shimon will give back to Reuven 120. Shimon gives back 100. Levi is very nice and he gives back Reuven 20. It's called ribis or not? So it happens the whole time. Reuven gives Shimon money. He wants Shimon to pay him 120. Shimon gives 100 back. And Levi shtals 20. Reuven has to give back that 20 or not? No one made up. Shimon comes nicely, says, I'm nice, I want to pay. Shimon owes you money, I'm trying to pay that money. I'm happy to pay that money. Zog de goyen, it's medina vet knaini, ki ilu. Shimon paid it, that's ribis k'tzutza. That's ribis k'tzutza. Medina v'knaini. He paid what Shimon owed. What he learned, not that there's nischadesh that you could work with money even that it doesn't come from the right address. Someone else's, it's ke'ilu that the person gave it. And we're not discussing kinyonim here. We're not discussing kinyonim. So again, li'in yoneinu. It's to be maimi the sugya. Is nischadesh in the sugya that when Reuven sent Shimon, we're going to have a shitas Rashi, to mekadesh him a wife, and Shimon is going to do it. When he has to make a Agboe, he just picks up the Chayfetz. Meshicha, he just makes a Meshicha. Shchita, he will do Shechta the Behemoth. Here he wants to marry the lady, but Reuben didn't give him money. So how he will do the Kinyan? So that time is Megea. We'll go to the Oyvek HaSugya. Okay, we didn't have a Canadian word. Someone tells you, go buy me a pizza. But he never gave you money. He never gave you money. So you go buy it. Okay, maybe you could buy me a Meshicha. Bag boy. A few minutes later, he wants to change his mind. After he bought it, he doesn't want to give it. I said, okay, Lemaisa, we have Medina Vet Knaini. When you pay, Kilo, he paid. Oh, but that is the Chiddush. The Chiddush of the Sugya is that when you send a guy, let me get to the whole Ankis. I send a guy to buy for me. He could do Meshicha for me. He could be Akboy for me. Kinyan Kesef was a tzad he cannot do with his own money. That is something that has to be done through me. And that is the chiddush of the sugya of Knaini, that he could shtel money for me. And when he pays for me, it's ki'ilu I gave the money. That is the chiddush of the sugya of Knaini. Without the chiddush of the sugya of Knaini, it will not work.
I don't know.
I'm trying to understand why you need to come to Evan Knaini. Say, come on, listen to Evan Knaini. And more Makurz, we'll dance. And then we said to Esbeirim, why? To Esbeirim, why was a Salkedaitoch that it's worse for Meshicha? Why a Salkedaitoch that it's worse for Magboy? So the Gemara says, Val felt in the Chosa. The Kinyan Kesef, I'm explaining, is not just money dropping, has to be a Chosa. Now, other the Kumashmal on this taki, you have a mistake. Kinyan Kesef, if Yenim got money, it's good. I will explain it now very easy. So, what is the Kinyan if Yenim got money? So, I was a shliach of you to Mikadosh a lady, and she got money, so the Kinyan happened. Azevi, I could do Agboy for Yenim, I could do a Meshicha for the other person, I could drop money for the other person. Salkedaitoch was the one that drops the money has to be chosa. No. Kinyan Kesef is that you got money. This is Kinyan Kesef, that you got money. Valdi Yisrael of Kinyan Kesef is that you got money. Dosi de Kumash Malon. So what is the problem? He sent me to marry a lady, to Mekadosh Isha for him. I dropped money and made the Kinyan. Zog de Mishal Melech, Hu Adin, Beisura Anoe, I dropped money by you, you Mekudeshes. Doesn't make a difference if it didn't come out of my pocket. If I caused you to have money, I made it my Sekinian. The second Nusach is no. The Kumash Malon will be that Yenim's Choser, something that is called Choser, interaction, back and forth, Shavias of money, not dropping money, just Kilo, I'm losing and you gaining. This, you know, this is the Kinyan Kesef. This is the Ma'us of the Kinyan Kesef. Just the chosar of the other person could cause it. And I say it's Loshen HaRitva. Till here it's Gladia. Now that we understand the Rashi, Miyad we will start to boyos. Comes the Ritva and says, no, if he's a Shliach, cannot be a Chisor. I can't understand what is a Chisor. Why do you need to come to Eved Knaim if he's a Shliach? I might need the Sugya without Shlichas. And then there's a chiddush that this person could give money. Then there's a chiddush that this person could give money. Aber if he's a shliach, I'm choylik in the ganze zachdo. So again, so we have now that we're hoping in the Avonis Advorim, we have here a machleikis. Rashi learns, even that he's a shliach, halt Rashi, aber mikol mekoyim, Val is not chosar with both of the Esbeirim. You have to come to the parsha of Eved Knaini. Other a chiddush in the parsha of Eved Knaini. Other that there's no din chosar. Other the chosar of Yenim is not mashlim to me. And the Ritva says no. If he's a shliach, you don't have to come to Eved Knaini. What is the machlekes? So the Welt Nemtzachon This was Mekubel Alamol to learn. The Beis Meir, sagt as I, Beis Meir and Ibn Ezer, Dor Sameach, Dor Sameach, Ibn Ezer, the Ktsois, all of them, Shtelach Kire, what is Shliach? When I send a Shliach to do for me a Maise, the Shliach is Yode Arichte, the Shliach is a Yode Arichte, or the Shliach does the Chalois and relates to me the Chalois. I need to make a Meshicha. I can't reach it. I send the other guy to pull it. When he pulls it, I'm pulling it. When he's pulling it, I'm pulling it. I'm pulling it. Oh no. He's koinet. Is a aloche, he's koinet for me. The Bismayer brings down a machlek is when you give a shliach to divorce your wife, but you never gave him the paper. He could write a paper on his own and give her or not. He has to get the paper from you. I call someone, send the shliach, divorce my wife. Calls up, I'm giving you a koyach to divorce my wife. You got a koyach to divorce? Now he wants a divorce, but he doesn't have a piece of paper. Yenem never gave him a paper. He could write his own paper or not. Zog de Bismayer, lechu et stoloi, and machlekes, Rashi, and the Ritva. Lefi Rashi, you can use your own paper. And Medina ben Knaini will not work here. And the lady doesn't want this, about kolcho. It's not shaykh to Medina ben Knaini. But if the Ritva zog de Bismayer, he could use his own get. He could take his own paper and give it. What is the machlekes? Zog de Or Sameach. Rashi learns when you send a shliach, it's you, it's not him. He's a yode arichte. Val is a yode arichte. It's you, it's not him. How he's using his own money? How he's using his own paper? Doesn't work. You can't use your own paper. You can't use your own money. You have to come to Medina Beknaini. And beget is not Medina Beknaini. The Ritva learned when you send the shliach, he's the one that is doing it. Where is the nafkemine? Zog de Or Sameach in Perek Beis Megerushin. He wants to learn pshat the story in the sugya if shliach nasa eid. Or ain't shliach nasa'id. Aloch, you have to have eidim l'kiyum. Person marries a lady, he has to have two eidim l'kiyum. The shliach could be, I've sent a shliach to Mekadosh Aisha. He could be a eid or not. Zog de Or Sameach, if he's a yode arichte, he could be a eid. He's doing it and I'm the eid. If Shliach Eina say, why? Now, not Reuven is Mekadesh. Shimon is Mekadesh a lady. She's already, he sends her to Reuven. Who is Mekadesh the lady, Zog de Or Sameach? Rashi learns the one that is Mekadesh the lady is Reuven. Shimon is Stam a player. He's Stam a Yoda Richter. The Mele, he could be eight. He could be eight. The Ritva learned? No. Shimon is Mekadesh the Isha. He's the Baldovo. He's the Baldovo. Mekadesh the Isha. He's the Baldovo. Val, he's the Baldovo. Ein Shliach Nase. He can become a. Zog de Ktsois. Another Nafkemine. What would be Nishtate HaMeshaleach? Shalach became not normal. The shliach could do the ma'isa or not. Midai reis. Midai rabbonon you can. But midai reis. Zog the ktsois is totally on them. If it's a yode arichte, but if yenem is a shaita, it doesn't work. Masha'enken, if he's the Balamaise, I gave over my keches. What if I'm not normal now? I gave over my keches to him, he's working. And then he's giving me a present, the wife. Again, the Shaila, how Shlichus works. I'm doing the Maise through him, so I have to be a Bardas. Or not, he's doing the Maise, and then he's giving it to me. So, and we have two Zachen and another Mefusa. One Zach is the Osameach, Legabe Shliach Naisei, Sugin Kid, and that Memgimel, Zog the Osameach, it's stolen in these two Tzdodim. If I'm the Shli, Yoda Richte, you can't, so then a Shliach could be a aid, he's not a Baal Dovo, he's just a hand of the Mishaleach, Reuven is doing the Kiddushin. If he's the Baal Dovo, Ein Shliach Naisei, second of Kimine, Zog the Ktsois, Ishtate a Mishaleach. If it's Yod HaRichte, so the Meshaleach is the Bala Maise. He's the Shaita, he can't do the Maise. Masha'engen, if he gave over the Koiches to the Shliach, and now the Shliach is doing it. Now the Shliach is doing the Maise. So why now the Shliach is doing the Maise, he's the Bala Maise, B'mele, even Ishtat HaMeshaleach works. This is the famous day of the Osameach in the Ktzis. Zog the Osameach, B'Hichus Gerushin. Lefize, lechur, this machleik is Rashi and Ritva, we told you, and this Shaila, he speaks on get first. If the paper could be belonging to the Meshaleach or not. He says, if it's a Yod HaRichte, Yod HaRichte, you're doing the Maise, but it's a aloche that you have to give your get. The Shliach could divorce his wife, he has to divorce your wife, yeah? Your wife with your get. He can't give a get. But if you made him to be like yourself, he could use his own get. His name. Zog Dor Samech. Sure, that. He's Reuven. Azay Zog Dor Samech. B'meile, the Welt was used to learning that this is the Machlekes Rashi and the Ritva. Rashi learns that the Shliach is Yod HaRichte, and they have a lot of riots. Memele Zogt Rashi, he can't give his own money. He could give his own money with Din Eved Knaini. Memele Beget Lemoshel is no Din Eved Knaini. So Taki, you have to give the get, has to be the Meshaleach. And the Ritva learned, the getter of Shlichus is, he's the Balamaise. While he's the Balamaise, he could give his own money. This is the normale weg that normal the world learned. Zogt Reb Shimon Shkop, but after we explained it and you learned the sugya, you learned the sugya be'iyun, it's not muchach. Even if he's the Bala Maise and he could give his own money, can sein that in our sugya we will learn like Rashi. Even if in get we will decide that the shliach could use his own get, we look at him like he's the megaresh. Even if we will say like that, that we look at him like he's the megaresh, even so, Zogt Reb Shimon, Ken Zayin Legabi Kiddushin has to be the Kesef of the Meshaleach, not the Kesef of the Shliach. It works. Medina V'Knaini. But Meret Alamol Beloy V'Knaini. Lo Yitzur will not be a Aloch V'Knaini. Why? Zog Reb Shimon, by us we explain not stam that it has to be his. He's the Balamaisa. Has to be a chisor. Has to be kesef achoiza. You meshubit. To who you meshubit? Even that he has the koyach, he got the koyach from the bailim to do the maise, and he's doing the maise with the koyach of the bailim. Aber the kesef achoiza, the chisor, who you owe the money, has to be to the one that you miskadeshes to him. Dahin. When we clearly got the Geirushin, who is the Bala Maise? So he has koiches keilu is the balamaise. I gave him my koiches, and he works in his own koiches. And it's enough that his get is megarish. Here the shaila is how to look on that maile that money has to be kesef achoise. How to look on that chisoron that kesef needs to be kesef achoise. How we look on this chayla? How we look on the chisoron of kesef achoise? Stam? Also if we look at it like the Ritva Take, that is a din that it has to come from him, mistama, it's enough to learn that it's enough to come from the shliach, if the shliach is like the baili. But if we're learning that the getter of the kinyan kesef is, you owe me, and tmuras them, I'm giving. You're right that Yenem has my koiches to do the geirushin. But when you owe Yenem, you don't owe the isha. When you owe Yenem, you don't owe the isha. So remind me the dvorim. Again, we have a machlekes, the first machlekes of the sugya, Rashi and the Ritva. If b'shliach you have to come to the din of every knayni or not, if b'shliach you have to come to the din of every knayni or not, Rashi learns that shliach you have to come to the parsha of every knayni, and the Ritva holds you don't have to come to the parsha of every knayni. And again, balabatish you could have learned that avada the kesef has to be, it's not like a meshicha. It has to be something that is coming from the owner. I'm giving it. Even if you're the second Hezbel, I have to give it. But the other person can't give what I have to give. But the second person can't give what I have to give. So now the machlekes will be how we look at the second person. Kilo I'm giving or kilo he's giving? This is the way the Osameach wanted to learn pshat. But we say no, let's see, the first Hezber is not only you have to give the money. Without the Knaini, the Mechayev of Kinyan Kesef, the Poyel of Kinyan Kesef, what was Poyel Kinyan Kesef, what made Kinyan Kesef to be a Kinyan Kesef was that you are Chosa, that they owe you money. So I'm explaining. Even that that middle person is like me, but when he gives money, you owe him, you don't owe me. He's like me to poil the peula. If the isha has to be chosel to be nikme, that the Gemara understood has to be a chosel to the benikme. Here she's not chosel. But mainly you have to come to every knaimi. So Kenzan, everyone learns that the shliach is kemoisoi. But even so, we have a machlekes. If it works or not. Now, Rashi, the Vayil learned that you need Kinyan Kesef, you need Kinyan Eved Knaini, and Memele was Maimi the Sugya B'Shlichas. The Ritva learned that B'Shlichas you don't need Eved Knaini, so the Ritva had to be Mechadesh, the second Shlav of the Sugya. That even without Shlichas, as a Parsha of Eved Knaini, a person gives money, and then the other person comes and says that it works. Now, I want to explain that we managed to matchi. The first part was very easy. The shaila is, shliach, you have to come to Eved Knaini or not? You can say it in 1 minute, and you can learn up the whole lomdus of the shir. Yeah. The second part is, Rashi stops here, we say. Nothing else works. The Ritva says no. The other guy will give money, and you'll be Mekadosh. Now, where's the Kinyan exactly? Where's the Kinyan? Explain to me, where's the Kinyan Kesef? Where's the Kinyan Kesef? Someone gave her money. He's not a Shliach, no Zochin, he dropped money. Now I want to be Mekadosh. How it works? Makes sense? How it makes sense? One second. A guy pushed something. Stop, he liked to push. He's not a shliach. A car bumped into something. It doesn't work. He has to say that he's doing it for me. But he's not a shliach. I'm learning Kiddushin. Ha'ishon Nikmes is a din. Ma'ase Kiddushin. I want to know, where is the Ma'ase Kiddushin? That person is not a shliach. Again, because it is a shliach zog the Ritva, I don't need to come to Eved Knaini. If he's a shliach, if he's touching shlichus, if we get wet from shlichus from somehow, so there's no evidence. So the guy, you know, is working without no shlichus. He drops money. When I come, I have mekudeshes. I just want to know how she became mekudeshes. What? I know what he's a poide. I want to marry Isha. I'm not poide the Isha. I'm marrying you with a kinyan. Once, if I have to pick her up and kinyan her, the guy gave her a bump, she flew up. Now I said I have mekudeshes. She did mekudeshes? No shlichus. If there's no shlichus, there's no akboy. I don't know what is poide the Isha. Again, I'm trying to. Elisha, Elisha. We'll have time to think it over. I just want to explain from where we're coming to the Baya. I want to explain from where we're coming to buy us the Sugya. We start the Sugya if a Shliach needs a Meknani or not. Same. Rashi says, needs, the Ritva says, doesn't need. Same. Now, the Ritva said a new pshat that we know that Rashi will not hold for. We'll have to find that for sure. It's a lomdish machlekes. It's a lomdish machlekes if it works or not. Now, before we're explaining it, I'm trying to explain that be'etzem, the chiddush of the Ritva is a huge chiddush. I need the mekadesh ha'isha. Ayale al adas. Only the saber is a reason, not even a sibu. Yeah? A person will boil a isha be'oines. And then I'll say, in that be a mekadesh. Elisha, don't say yes. Elisha. I'm saying, not only because it's not a BS issues with Chule. I have to make my Kedushin. If he's not a Shliach, it doesn't work. And state medina bel knaini that it works. State medina bel knaini that it works. This is the chiddush of the Ritva. And again, and you can't say evi evel knaini, I mean midin shlichus, I mean midin zochim, I mean to get involved here when I gave them. That I mean midin zochim, because if you mean midin zochim, zog the Ritva, you don't need to come to the knaini. So it's not zochim. Not that the answer, yeah, that we didn't have a plan, he meant to be Zach. No, so you don't have to go to the plan. And even so, it's Mikudeshet, and on that Rashi is Chaylik. That is the second Chaylik. That's Hashem.